Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. As mentioned, we're talking about the book Permanence. In the first installment of Permanence, Mercedes Moss, she's 18, meets Alec, her soulmate, in a world where her kind are hunted and killed. To survive and live their love, they must run to a safe haven for her kind. The author of the book is Selma Netto. She writes the book as Preta. She's a 22-year-old writer by night, student by day, passionate and a driven writer, a young, fresh point of view, and a creative style of writing. The new book, an excellent one, receiving great reviews, is Permanence, and Selma is with us on the program. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great being here. Thank you.
So much to talk about in the book without giving away too much. I'm full of questions, and I really have to talk to you after the air. We shouldn't talk about it on the program. We'll give too much away. But let's talk about where this idea came from, and then we'll talk about some of the characters. Where did this whole world that you created, how did that come about?
I'm young, so I've been in love. So it came an idea where I wanted to write a book to dedicate to one of the people that I love the most in the world. And then the whole concept actually came while I was talking to my friends. And I just wanted to write something that could evoke emotion and convey emotion.
And there's a lot of that in the book. There's a lot of conflict. It's great storytelling. There's a lot of emotion there. Let's talk about some of the characters in the book, in the world that you've created. I mentioned Mercedes, who's 18. Mercy, as she's called it in the book. Talk about her, and then let's talk about some of the other characters in the story.
Uh-huh. Mercedes is she's very rebellious, very how do you say? She expresses herself. She's very demonstrative. So everything she feels, she does. She acts on her emotions. And that's kind of me in a way. So I wanted to put that down because I think nowadays people don't really act on their feelings or speak their mind. I think there's a difference in speaking my mind and being disrespectful. And so I wanted to put that down in a way that people could understand that it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to actually have emotions because we're all human.
Yeah, and we see that in the character in Mercedes. She's thinking about what would her parents say in this situation? What would her sisters say? What would other people say? So she's dealing with that, how to have that independence, and like you say, still be respectful as well, but be able to maintain that independent streak.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I wanted to make her... I wanted so that people could see that I have thoughts. Everybody has thoughts. Everybody has opinions. So it's okay to express those opinions as long as you're not being disrespectful, because there's a difference between constructive criticism and destructive criticism. And that's what I wanted to kind of show in the book.
The book is called Permanence. It's written by our guest on the program, Selma Netto. It's written under the name Preta. That's Preta. Books available wherever books are sold, basically. Go to Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, iBooks with Apple. You'll find it at BookVenture.com. You can link on directly to outlets for the book at our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Let's talk about Mercedes' family, because it opens with the family. It's an interesting family with mom and dad. They start off having a relaxing time by going on a little journey together. Talk about the family that she comes from.
Her parents, they met when they were young, when they were teenagers, and instantly their souls connected and recognized each other, and then they had three daughters. Usually, because her parents like to unwind and kind of get away from the world, when they were young, they used to go to the mountains and just drink and just relax, and that's a tradition they kind of kept alive for them and their daughters. And they would all go together and just relax a little bit, listening to the waves crashing on the rocks, and just laugh and drink beer, smoke, and things like that.
And then situations change in the family. You've got the father who dies. You've got the mother who's basically incapacitated. And Mercedes decides it's time to leave. Talk about, because that really sets up the rest of the story. Talk about the decision that she went through, her decision to pull away, and really some doubt as she had along the way as she was doing this.
She was very close to her parents. She, you know, because her parents taught them about the gift they had, and they showed them what love was. So she used to admire that, and she used to want that. But then when her father died, she saw her mother literally dying but still being alive. It's like she's sitting there. Her body is physically there, but her mind is completely absent. And so that kind of set the tone and set the mood for her to want to walk away from it. And because there are laws against her gifts, she thought it was combining two things, and it would be the best option. It would be the best thing to do, to just walk away from it and kind of get away from everything and everyone.
You mentioned soulmates, and we'll talk about that. And I mentioned in the beginning, in the description of the book, her kind. Talk about the world that they were living in. Went through a real situation with the president and a situation she had with her husband. Talk about the world they were living in and why she was considered her kind and hunted.
Because, you know, this is set in a few years, so it's in the future. But it's like us humans found out that there are people who have the ability to love unconditionally, and not, because I think nowadays we're very selfish, we're not that selfless. So this kind of love is selfless. They put the other person before themselves or other people around them. So that's her kind. And the president lost her husband because her husband found his soulmate, and that kind of made her angry. Like I said, her love was not selfless. Hers was selfish. That's why she got angry and tried to wipe out those kind of people.
And you can tell the world that Selma has created is a fascinating one. It's a great story. It's called Permanence, and this is the first of three. This is a trilogy that you are working on. And talk about the challenges of doing that as you were writing the first book that we're talking about, Permanence. Did you have in mind books 2 and 3?
Yes. I'm usually, like, when I create a story, I have to have the whole concept. I have to know the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm not very able to write it because it makes me confused, and because I have to keep going back to figure out what am I going to write next. So for me, it was like I have to decide what am I going to write completely. And I decided to split the story because it's going to be different in every book.
And looking forward to the cliffhanger at the end of book 1, I was so grateful to hear that you're going to do books 2 and 3, because it's like, okay, I'm really anxious to find out what's happening here. You mentioned something that was interesting about you really need to know where you're going in order for you to get there. And you talked to a number of authors that say if you do an outline right, the book almost writes itself because you can go back at that point and then fill in. Do you find that's true for you, that if you have that outline, it's a lot easier to go back and to fill in with the story?
Yes, because you kind of already have the idea in mind. So you just have to go back to make the story more complete. You're just trying to fill in the blanks, and it's easier that way.
I really enjoyed the characters in the book Permanence. Talk about developing these characters. They're really very well written, and I feel like I fully know these people.
Well, I kind of reflected the people that I know on these characters. It was like I grew up around a lot of people, different people, and I've had to deal with different characters, different personalities. And so I wanted to kind of dedicate and put these people on the book, but not completely. I wanted to create characters that everyone could relate to. because I know that sometimes you're reading a book and you're trying to figure out, well, is this even real?
Yes.
So I wanted to, so I wanted to create that feel like this character, like I can identify with her.
You're listening to This Week in America. The program is online at thisweekinamerica.us. Information on the radio program. Permanence is the name of the book. The author is Preta, P-R-E-T-A. Selma Netto, our guest on the program today. That's C-E-L-M-A-N-E-T-O. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at bookventure.com. You can link on directly to the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about your interest in writing. You've said that you've been writing basically as long as you can remember. Who were some of your early influences, some of the early books you read that got you hooked on writing and reading?
I think, well, when I was a kid, who got me hooked was actually my teacher from the third grade. She used to make us write a lot of texts and essays and stuff like that, and poems. And I think poems was what actually got my attention. And when you're growing up and you have a complicated family like mine, you kind of have to create a world or try to figure out something that you like so you can express yourself or release all the emotions that you have. And I found that writing was that safe haven. It was that place where I could put everything down without actually having to tell people, because sometimes you can't tell them what's going on. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you can't. So I think writing, putting that in writing was my way of releasing. So my influences, I have Gil Vicente. He's a Portuguese playwright, and he used to write a lot of theater pieces. One that I love is Ships from Hell. I think one of my biggest inspirations.
The book we're talking about is Permanence. It's basically it's a great story, and it's the first of a three-part trilogy from the author Selma Netto, our guest on the program. Preta is the name she writes under. That's what you'll find in the book. It's Permanence. It's available at all the usual places, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iBooks from Apple, Book Venture. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more. Talk about storytelling, because you do an excellent job. Talk about the process in putting a story together and making it believable, because you're dealing in something, well, you're creating your own world. It may make sense to you, but you need to be able to tell the story in a way that we can all understand and follow that. Talk about storytelling and how you approach that.
I think that comes with the fact that I'm also an actress. I love acting. And as a child, I love to play roles, mostly because I think when you're playing a role, you're able to identify or connect to another person or a character. And that way you can see different perspectives. So when I'm telling a story, I usually, to make it believable, I play it in my own head. I play it to myself, and then I'm able to pass that down. And when it comes to writing, I think because I deal with different people all the time, and I'm talking to different characters, different personalities, it helps to be able to connect or try to write it down in a way that everybody can understand.
What I've really enjoyed in reading Permanence is, I mentioned, you're very descriptive with the characters. From a physical standpoint, I can see these characters as I'm reading about them. But you also do a nice job breaking them down psychologically. We mentioned the emotions with Mercedes. Talk about that, because you've really got well-rounded characters there. Again, physically, I can see who you're talking about, but I feel like I know them a little bit as well. Talk about the psychological aspect of approaching a character.
So one of the first issues I had with writing was figuring out in what person I would write, either on first person or third person. And third person, I thought it was kind of hard because I had to talk about everybody's emotions. And I just wanted to convey the world in Mercedes' eyes, not everybody else's. So to be able to describe, because I think physical appearance, it's kind of easier to describe, but then you have to break down the psychological part, the emotional part. And that's why I chose the first person, because I get fully involved with the character. I drink in the character. I become Mercedes when I'm writing, and I start feeling what she's feeling, so I'm able to convey those emotions.
How do you approach writing? You talk to some writers and they set aside, I'm going to do 3 hours every day from 9 to noon or 7 to 10 or whatever. I get the impression, because you feel so strongly about the characters, there's probably not a time you shut that out of your mind, is there?
No, actually, no. I'm always thinking like the characters.
Yes.
Usually for me to write is like I'm laying down in the dark and I get an idea, so I just start writing it down. I don't usually put time on it, because I think as a writer, like, you go outside and you see something that gives you an idea, so you have to be ready to put it down, because otherwise you might forget it. So for me, it's like, I want to write it, I'm going to write that down. And usually when I'm writing, I try to tell myself to write at least as many chapters as I can, because I'm the kind of person that gets bored easily. If I'm working on the same idea for too long, I start feeling like I need to change, because I'm having ideas all the time, like different ideas. So I usually tell myself, you have to write at least 5 chapters today so you can get done with it.
That's interesting. So you can move through it, and that's a lot better than obviously letting it sit for a couple of days and getting bored because you're really not making a whole lot of progress. You can, at the end of the day, actually see that you've made progress.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's better to just write it when you feel the inspiration to write.
A couple minutes left in the program. I keep mentioning trilogy. How are you coming? Are you working on books 2 and 3?
Yes, I'm working on book 2 right now. I already have the plot for book 3 as well, but I'm writing book 2 right now.
And I'm really anxious to see what happens as you pick up in book 2. And again, because if you're writing just one book, it's like, okay, I need to sort of wrap this up and move on. And do you have, you've got story ideas for book 3 already, so book 2 will be setting us up then for book 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote, before I wrote book 1, when I already knew that I wanted to write a trilogy, I wrote the prologues for each book, so I knew exactly where to pick up from.
Well, we will follow Mercedes in books 2 and 3 with permanence. How difficult will it be for you to leave Mercedes behind, or maybe you're not going to leave her behind?
I think I am going to leave her behind, because I'm already working on another trilogy. So I don't think it's going to be, I mean, it's definitely going to be hard, because I like this character. I love this character. But, you know, since I'm working on another one, and I think it'll be okay. I think I'll be fine.
I mentioned in the beginning the passion you have. It's obvious that you do have a passion for writing and enthusiasm, and I love having the opportunity to have you on the program, that that you can share that. Talking a minute or so left in the program, the perspective that you bring, being a young writer, talk about that and the creativity and the fun this obviously is for you to create this whole different world.
Yeah, my main goal is actually to be able to release my emotions and to evoke emotions in other people. I want us all to feel like we're a part of something. I want us all to realize that we're all human. Because sometimes the thing is, sometimes I do a thing and I think I'm the only person that does this, or I'm the only person that goes through this. And it's not true. I want everybody to feel like this can happen to anybody. And that's my goal. That's where my creativity comes.
And we see that in Permanence by Preta, P-R-E-T-A. Selma Netto, our guest in the program, the author. That's C-E-L-M-A-N-E-T-O. The book's available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, iBooks, Apple, at Book Venture. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to information on the book. Selma, I loved having the chance to read Permanence. Looking forward to books numbers 2 and 3. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Once again, the book is Permanence. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back, more of today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.